You're listening to Radio Influence.
Introducing the world's heavyweight champion, the Crusher.
You're listening to Crush Performance with the Crusher, Jeff Crushell. Get in on the talent grid and text Crush at 101260 with your questions, comments, or smart-ass remarks.
All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. I am Jeff Crushell. The con man is here behind the glass, keeping us on track. Hey, we're your weekly source for performance information. If you're trying to get better or be the best at whatever it is you do, you're in the right place. A real exciting show tonight as we talk player management. And it's a real exciting time in sport right now. Going into this fall, Connor, it seems like to me there's a little more sports action than usual. If we look what's going on in Major League Baseball right now, incredibly exciting. Champions League kicks off. Whether you're a fan of the sport or not, I mean, this is a big thing. NFL, NHL, World Cup of Hockey. Connor, it's just a fantastic time in sport.
Yeah, it kind of eases the pain of the weather getting a little bit colder, but if you got to stay inside, at least there's something to watch.
Amen, and that's the truth. You know, I'm pretty excited to see how this World Cup of Hockey goes down. We're going to talk a bit about it later in the show, but I kind of like how this is shaping up. I wasn't sure what it was going to be all about, but what another great way to showcase the young talent in the Team North America. But also, I've been really impressed with the competitive fire that we're seeing in the pre-tournament game so far.
Yeah, Connor McDavid taking a hit from behind today from Rowan Pollock. There's the Ryan Kessler on Shea Weber. I thought it might be a little gimmicky to begin with, just thinking that a lot of these guys might want to hold off until the NHL season actually gets underway, but that hasn't been the case, and these are just the exhibition games. Once it really gets going, I expect it to amp up a little bit more.
You know, we talk about the World Baseball Classic and some of the issues around that, and one of the big conversations revolving around these types of events is the idea of fatigue or risk of injury prior to an incredibly important competitive season. And I think that's an issue that we might face here. I'm, you know, knocking on wood that everything goes well, but it's always got to be in the back of minds of GMs and teams and coaches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd be, you know, sending any player away from an event that, you know, doesn't represent your league, or, you know, as an owner, you're investing so much money in these guys, and to have them something that's kind of out of your control and it's not really benefiting you in either way, maybe spreading the brand, but it's a big risk.
So this is an NHL initiative. Do you like this better than, say, the Olympic tournament, which is now questionable?
You know,
for hockey, I guess, and the NHL.
To me, this is still a little bit gimmicky, just because there is the European team and the North American team. I mean, you've got to think that if this was a best-on-best tournament, Connor McDavid would be representing Canada. But I don't know. I think the NHL just wants to have this in their back pocket to say, hey, the Olympics are great, but if you're going to make us pay a ton in insurance and things like that, we've got this, and it was a pretty big success.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it falls right into today's conversation. Today on the show, we're going to look at managing player performance. We're going to visit with a Crush favorite, NHL certified agent, Manny Schmidt of Link Management International. There's a lot to consider here. You know, if we look back to the summer at the Taylor Hall trade in Edmonton, for example, you know, what does a player have to go through in an organizational change? There's so much going on behind the scenes that the teams, the agent and the player, they really have to work to limit distractions and allow the player to stay focused on what's important. And that's on ice performance. And that's not as easy as you might think. And if you had a chance to listen to some of the interviews and conversations with Taylor, I think, you know, he's realizing what it's all about behind the scenes. A really interesting, you know, concept that you have to keep in mind. But how about in the minor leagues of any single sport? You know, we're starting the NHL's getting underway here, as are all the junior leagues and hockey leagues. But for a junior player that's working his way up the ranks, who could change a team multiple times during a season, it is a true task. And sometimes maybe even, you know, a team effort to keep a player on task, changing from team to team. Players are going to get released and re-signed on other teams, and that's a big chore. People are going to call a player up and send him back down, and that's very distracting. And teams are going to get traded, or players are going to get traded from team to team. And here's one of the things you really have to consider in the Taylor Hall trade. We're going to talk to Manny about this. It's really interesting. Taylor Hall came up in the Edmonton Oilers organization. Everybody there knows what he's all about. They know his program. They know what he needs to do. Now, that's been uprooted, and now he's on the East Coast in an entirely new environment, which we all know can also work to a player's benefit. We've seen players who just seem to be mediocre go to a new organization or a new environment and prosper. But behind the scenes, I've been involved in this before, seeing players traded, moved, sent down to stay on task and within a consistent sort of a program. To keep playing performance on track is sometimes not as easy as it sounds. So we're going to talk to Manny about that. And I also want to talk to Manny about this. As we head into the new season for hockey, you know, it's not always a good idea to play up. Is it a good idea? Is it a good idea to send a player up when he might not be ready for it? I think we've seen this many times. We've seen it in professional sports, in every single sport. But it happens, I think, more often in the developmental levels. Right, where we see players getting moved up, and what happens? They wind up sitting or failing miserably. I'm just here to say that it's okay to be a stud at the level you're at, really, really dominate the game and figure it out and master your skills. And then when you're ready, move it up to get challenged. So is there a time, is there a right time to progress an athlete at any level? From a team standpoint or from a family standpoint or from a player standpoint. Well, to get to all this, we're going to visit with Manny Schmidt, certified player agent, NHL player agent with Link Management International. Manny, thanks for joining us today.
Jeff, always great to be on with you.
Well, listen, the hockey season is getting underway here. It's right around the corner. Camps are open and the players are hitting the ice once again. How's the summer been at Link Management?
Well, in many ways, I think the best way to describe it is it's been short and hard to believe how fast it's sort of come and gone. But it's been a productive summer. Guys have worked hard and certainly are back at it now again and ready to set some new standards. So it's been exciting, but it's hard to believe it's already over.
Yeah, no question. You know, in our past conversations, for people who haven't heard you on the show before, we always like to look at the team approach to player development and then the agent approach to player development. And one thing that's always really intrigued me with the world of free agency now as players go from team to team is trying to formulate some form of consistent plan for players where it not only can influence their performance on the ice, but their lives in general, which definitely has an impact on performance. And there's nobody more involved in the long-term development of an athlete than an agent. So, you know, the perspective from your side of the business, I think, is really important.
Yeah, it's. I think, as you know, you and I have often talked about this, Jeff, is the synergy between and the alignment between the team's objectives, the player's objectives, and how the agent plays a role in trying to align those two. I mean, obviously, our objective is to look out for the best interest of the player, the immediate success, but also, and most importantly, the long-term stability and success, sustainability of that player. And it's important to see how we can ensure that those objectives align with the team objectives and you know, work together to a common outcome and a common goal.
We're talking with certified NHL agent Manny Schmidt from Link Management International. Well, let's take Taylor Hall, for example. That's a big move in the NHL this summer. And here's a kid that came into the Oilers organization, sort of called it home. And I don't think, you know, based on what we've heard, he really expected this trade. But this is a big transition, not just on the ice, going to a new team, new coach, new teammates, but also what the fans don't see. Everything that goes on behind the scenes for a player that has to make this massive transition.
Well, and I think one of the things that you just referenced is, you know, there is what I call sort of front street transition, which is, you know, what everybody sees and aware of. And then there is the stuff that behind the scenes. And I think there's major impact on both sides. One thing that we do know and people understand is that hockey players and athletes in general are you know, creatures of habit, creatures of routine. The more structured and routine they are, the more they feel comfortable. They feel like they can perform at their best. And so when you're in an environment, you know, a lot of the guys, they'll take the same route to the rink and they'll do all these things. when you go through a transition like Taylor did this past summer, as well as you look at PK Subban and you look at Weber, I mean, this was a big summer of trades throughout.
Yep.
All of these guys are required now to restructure their routines, establish new routines that do have impact on their performance, both, you know, tactically right in with within the game and within, you know, what they do at the arenas and et cetera, but also how do we restructure, you know, where we're going to live and how we move our home from one facility to another, and whether, you know, with some of the guys, you know, Taylor is not at that stage yet, but, you know, moving a family and all those things that go along with that. So all of those things, while we don't necessarily think about those elements in terms of performance, they have a massive impact in the execution of their performance when the season comes around. So they're big parts of the players' program and routine, and how to facilitate and support that becomes a real key to ensure that you know, there's a level of comfort and seamless comfort going back into their new environment.
We're talking with Manny Schmidt, certified NHL agent for Link Management International. Manny, one thing that we've always talked about, you know, behind the scenes, despite all of this, is when players go from team to team, especially maybe in the minor leagues, as players are moving up through the ranks and really accelerating their development quickly, there can be a lot of moves, even within one season. This is a trying time for an athlete because, as you mentioned, consistency is so important. And I think one of the things that has been really interesting in working on the agent side of the game is the ability to communicate with teams and, as you mentioned, share the idea of the player context with the teams based on what the teams need to have happen, but also for the long-term benefit of the players. There's a fine balance there, but it's so important.
Yeah, and I think timing is really important in that level of communication. You know, I think during the off season, you know, or at the very beginning of the off season, it's really important for, you know, the players and even the agents to have a conversation with the teams to get their assessment, their feedback of what's important, what they saw, and then really assist in helping to execute and modify that plan throughout the off season. During the in season, it's really important to give the players and the team their space, but, you know, be involved with the player at, you know, on a different level, more of, you know, what I would call psychological support, emotional support, character support versus the tactical or a technical support that you might focus on during the off season.
Manny, as an agent, you know, this is one time when a player is going through a transition. Take Taylor Hall, for example, where the agent might be that consistent rock that can really make a difference in the transition. We got to make sure that the player has as little to worry about as possible, especially with camp looming closely. Now, the timing, I think, for Taylor was actually pretty good in terms of making the transition and, of course, communicating with his new team and getting there to visit everybody. But I think that relationship between the agent and the player can be all important at this time.
Yeah, no question. You know, one of the things that phrases that we often talk about with our players is our goal is to help you do what you do best and leave the rest to us. And I think in a transition like this, you know, it's important that the player doesn't become overwhelmed with the transition of a move and the transition of a new city, that as a support network, we can try to assist with as much as that so that they can still focus on training, on, you know, doing their off-ice development, their on-ice development, so that that side of their routine during the off-season stays fairly consistent. Our job is to ensure that, you know, we will identify real estate people along with the teams, and we'll try to, you know, try to make some of those other decisions, assist transitional decisions, to really make that seamless as possible. So I agree with you totally. It's you try to keep things as consistent as you can within an inconsistent environment.
Yeah, the turbulence, for sure. We're talking with Manny Schmidt, certified NHL agent. Now, Manny, you also work with a bunch of young developing athletes, trying to place them and help them develop their career and their career paths. It's an interesting model, you know, when we look at developing young athletes who are now committed to a particular sport, in this case, the game of hockey. You know, if we look at teams and what teams are looking for right now, and when you communicate with GMs or head scouts or scouts at the central scouting, there's a lot of factors now that come into play. It used to be, you know, hey, a player could play and had some skill and impact, you know, the performance of a team on the ice would be fantastic, and that would be priority number one. Sometimes that's not even priority number one as we get into the age of grit and character, mental toughness, and even family influence.
Yeah. Man, it's so important. And one of the things over time that we have found and realized in looking at players and evaluating players, but also talking with teams and scouts, both at the, you know, at the lower levels as well as right up to the NHL level, is that the strict evaluation on skill, while extremely important, is almost becoming superseded by some of the other key variables that define success for an elite-level athlete. You know, you and I have had tons of discussions around environment, and I would probably expand environment to encompass mindset and mental toughness, character, family dynamics. Those variables become so key to the success and ultimate success or likelihood of success for an athlete. If you don't have those elements, the skill in many cases is often not enough to overcome that deficiency. So I know that, and that's why, you know, evaluating at the pro level, when pro teams are investing millions of dollars and looking at some of the younger players, they are spending immense amount of resources to evaluate behind the scenes, to evaluate the level of mental toughness, to evaluate the character, the presentation, the family dynamics of a player, so that they can better assess the likelihood of the success, potential success that a player might have. And that's what I think where some of that science is starting to come in, where, you know, both at our age or at our level, we're looking at younger players and presenting younger players, is we're trying to get that information out to, you know, we've got a number of players that are draft eligible this year. And so what we spend a lot of time on is getting some of that information out that, you know, the scouts may not see. They're sitting in the stands and watching the skill and watching the, you know, the hockey sense of a player and the vision of a player and how they produce and how positionally sound they are. But they may not have the background information on character, on mindset, mental toughness, or the family dynamic that exists. And so those variables are so key in trying to help position a player and assess a player for the long-term viability.
All right. Hey, Manny, we got to cut out for a quick break here, but this has been a fantastic conversation so far. Hey, I'd like to continue this looking at, you know, player management from a couple different perspectives. So if you could stick around, we'll cut out for a quick break and talk more athlete management with NHL certified agent Manny Schmidt right after this on Crush Performance.
Radio Influence strives to bring you the best in digital media broadcasting. We've got something for everybody. National sports radio talents such as the fabulous sports babe and Rich Herrera. Huge podcasts like the Don Tony and Kevin Castle Show and the MMA Insiders with Jason Floyd and Sam Kaplan. New shows like Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill. Entertainment shows like LOL with Nancy Alexander. And shows that'll make you think like Dangerous Conversation with Scott Legend.
We've got you covered.
You can find all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.
Find out what it takes to be a top performer. Get the Crush blog, podcast, and newsletter at CrushPerformance.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Crush Performance, your weekly source for performance information. I'm Jeff Grishel, the con man behind the glass, keeping us on track. Hey, listen, if you have any questions, comments, smart remarks, you can get them to us. There's a bunch of ways. Go to the website, CrushPerformance.com. If you're on Twitter, at Jeff Crush. And if you are on Facebook, we've got this cool group we started. I'm just learning the social media ins and outs, but Facebook's turning out to be a pretty great place to be for us. We have a group called The Talent Grid. All you have to do is go there and apply. We've got doctors, coaches, we've got athletes, we've got parents. It's turning out to be a real cool community as we just try to spread the good word. So it's called The Talent Grid on Facebook. And if you're listening live, get to us on the text line, 101260. Standard text rates do apply. Today, we're talking athlete management. We're joined by NHL certified player agent Manny Schmidt of Link Management. Manny, just to continue with our conversation, you know, it's really important for athletes to understand what their abilities are and what they can do. And part of that is finding the right team. And also, on the team's perspective, we know that they're looking for certain types of players at times, and you have to find the right fit.
Well, absolutely. But I think teams also understand that. I think teams look at it and say, you know, this is the type of player that we are looking for, that right. we know succeeds within our culture, within our environment. And so when you talk with teams, and it doesn't matter at what level that is, you're trying to assess what is that culture, and based on the sort of the emotional characteristics of your player, is that the best environment for the player to excel in? Now, certainly there are restrictions to that. I mean, you're not cherry picking teams, and but you're trying to be honest with teams,
yeah.
About what may work and what, you know, what barriers there might be, and how flexible are they to work with a player that might not entirely fit their mold. And so those are just candid conversations, because you know that teams are investing incredible amount of resources and dollars into, you know, their players, their assets. You want to ensure that both from the player standpoint and from the team standpoint, that alignment is there. And so it's just requires some candid conversations to see, and understanding to see what culture exists within certain teams, and does that fit the characteristics that you have with a certain player.
And I guess where he's at, you know, his individual point of development as well.
Absolutely. No question. You know, and you and I, again, have talked often about, you know, the developmental path of a player. And I think for us, one of the things that's important is, you know, that the team's willingness to work together on that developmental path. You look at an example like Taylor. Here's a situation where he came into an organization at 18, worked with them, got integrated into a developmental model. Now, again, I'm not entirely familiar with Taylor's developmental strategy or developmental plan that his team had together with him. But where I'm going with this is, you know, after, you know, 6 years or 5 years of being in this model, all of a sudden he's traded. Well, if you haven't taken accountability of your own developmental path in conjunction with the team, now where are you?
Right.
All of a sudden you've moved on to another team. And this whole developmental strategy, the Oilers no longer have any interest in assisting Taylor and furthering his developmental strategy, right? So it's really important for the players to understand that there has to be a level of accountability, of ownership of your own developmental model, because the team is only interested in you for as long as you're with them. As soon as you move on, that relationship, you know, is cut off. And so it's really important to ensure that alignment takes place, but there's accountability and ownership on the player's part and on our part with the player to ensure that long-term developmental model is in place.
Oh, so important. We're talking with Manny Schmidt, certified NHL agent for Link Management International. Manny, a real important conversation for young hockey families as well, because I do believe that process has to start early in the developmental model when kids are committed to the game of hockey. They have to understand they've got to be at least somewhat in control of their destiny, and that might just be communicating with the performance team around them, but also especially looking at long-term objectives and goals, which is one of the reasons I was really impressed with the Link Management system. You're looking at long-term development for these young athletes, and it takes time. And I think this comes back to this magic word that's just so undervalued and underused, the idea of player context, where the player has come from, what he's done to a certain point in time, what he needs to do right now in order to move himself forward. I mean, this whole idea of context is just becoming so important now.
Yeah, it's... And sometimes that's where the challenge comes with the teams, right? Where you have the teams come from, you know, in many cases, come from it from a point of urgency. We need this developed quickly in order for the player to have some success. Whereas a longer-term model says, well, before we can address this, we probably have to address some other things so that we can effectively address this, right? And that's where sometimes the two shall not meet, right? The two
right.
opinions sort of butt heads. So you got to find a way through that. But I think you're so right, Jeff. I just remember hearing the other day here on Jason Greger's show, he had Jason Tamara on with him. And I found one of the comments that Jason made is referencing, you know, the question, I think, was, you know, what do you attribute some of your success to and your ability to stay as effective over such a longer period of time now as he heads over with the Islanders? And his comment was consistency and simplicity. I mean, he's been working with Barry Butts over at Premier Strength for so many years now. And that consistency of Barry working with him and understanding his developmental model and being really consistent with that has showed huge impact over a longer period of time versus constantly changing and making those changes. And so one of the things that Jason referred to was the consistency of working with Barry, the consistency of really spending time and staying true to a very tight nutritional program. All of these things have led to the acceleration and sustainability of a long-term developmental plan for him. And that's, to me, I found that, you know, almost a testimonial to that model that we've talked about so long is stay simplistic, stay consistent to your program and plan. You look at a guy like Chimera, who's, you know, had tremendous success and had one of the best seasons he's had just last year in Washington after, you know, so many years when people, you know, a lot of other players are starting to leave the game at that age.
We're talking with Manny Schmidt, certified NHL agent. That's a great conversation right there, Manny. And again, that goes back to the whole idea of having a performance team behind the scenes. There's no question you have to work with your teams. But as you mentioned earlier, I think that's a pretty important point that I think we need to stress, especially for young families getting into the game. The current team priorities don't always match up with the player priorities. So sometimes the player has to be that square peg in a round hole just to get an opportunity in order to play. And then you have to read and adapt to move the player forward. And that's an important, concept to understand.
Yeah. I mean, in many cases, as a player, you have to understand what do you need to do to get a job. Right, I mean, you've got to flex, and sometimes you got to become that square peg in a round hole in order to get a foothold and get a job. And that's part of the development process and understanding going in. Here is what you need to do. Now that might mean adjusting your strategy and model a little bit, or longer term strategy. Because if you don't adjust the short term, there may not be a long term. So there's a degree of flexibility that has to exist within that plan and working with the team in order to at least get the opportunity. And I think that's what you're referring to is how do we flex the plan in order to ensure that you get a foothold and then can continue on from there.
Yeah, one of the great stories I think that might really sort of depict that situation is Jason Strudwick's story. I saw him present to a group of young athletes, or your athletes, last year, and how he had to decide what he needed to do in order to get an opportunity to play early in his career. It's a fascinating story.
Yeah, no, and that's probably one of the best examples of that you can find, right? Is he literally had GMs and coaches tell him at an early age that he'll never play a game in the NHL. And he'll tell that story, with some humor behind it. But the reality is that's exactly what he was told. And so he had to figure out, am I prepared to make some changes to become somebody that I might not necessarily be off the ice in order to have success on the ice? And he made the decision to do that, and as a result had a fantastic career. But that's a decision that, one, has to be made by the player, and two, a player has to ultimately be comfortable with. I mean, I had a conversation with one of our players, and ultimately, Jason had to, I brought Jason in to engage in the conversation with this player over the course of the summer as well, because he's in the exact same situation this summer, where his off-the-ice persona and how he carried himself and how he ultimately performed on the ice was a direct reflection of who he was off the ice, but that ultimately wasn't going to get him to the next level. So he had to make a decision, am I going to shift? Am I going to create sort of that on-ice alter ego in order to have the success that I want on the ice? And that's not an easy decision to make. It's an uncomfortable decision to make. But we also know that some of the greatest gains are made in that uncomfortable zone.
Yeah, it's not only is it a difficult decision to make, it's a difficult task to execute.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and that's where the support network behind that player
absolutely
really, really important, right?
Yeah.
Is to help coach them through that process. I mean, from the team's perspective, they're just wanting that player to get there as quickly as possible. From our perspective, we're understanding that, hey, this is not a natural transition for this player. We got to find ways to coach them, encourage them, and guide them through making those transitions. And there are a number of different ways that you can do that, but it's not an easy transition.
No, it certainly isn't. We're talking with Manny Schmidt, certified NHL agent. As the hockey season gets underway, Manny, a couple more things I wanted to get to before we let you go here. And one is the idea of playing up. You know, we talk about alter egos. We talk about adapting to the environment, creating opportunity. Creating opportunity isn't always necessarily playing up. Sometimes I find young hockey families, young players, and even some teams tend to rush the young talent into situations that they're not quite ready for. It's not always the best way to go. There's nothing wrong with being an absolute stud where you're at right now before you move on to the next level.
Oh, that's such a great, great conversation, and we could probably spend an entire show just on this piece, because you're right. The typical mindset, and a lot of it is because you're dealing with very competitive athletes and competitive families. Their desire and goal is to play as high as possible, as quickly as possible, when in fact that in many cases is the wrong strategy. You look at a situation like Detroit, where they have, you know, really instilled a model of development, of guiding their players on a timely basis and allowing them to develop in environments that build their confidence. You know, versus, and I would say that over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, one of the things that where the Oilers have struggled is, you know, and a lot of that is just strictly due to the stage of that organization or where they were at. But having players play above where they were ready to play does not mean that they will ultimately get to that level.
Right.
If you look at, you know, the Oilers of past, one of the things that, you know, they were always known for is, sure, they had the young kids, but they brought in and had, you know, the Lee Fogelins and, you know, the older guys that helped guide that. You looked at, you know, Craig McTavish was part of one of that older group, that they always had that mentorship group that sort of paved the way for the younger guys. And so, to me, playing up is not always the best thing, especially at the younger levels. You look at, you know, kids coming out of Bantam and they want to play, you know, go right into playing junior hockey, etc., where all of a sudden you go from playing, you know, being the guy, scoring, you know, every night and getting, you know, power play and penalty kill minutes and all the opportunities. And then you go into junior, where, you know, many nights you're playing 8-9 minutes a night. You're not on the power play. Well, that's hard, one, to develop, and two, that's hard on that alter ego that we've talked about, because you're not used to that. And so sometimes it's better to stay back and develop and step in when you can stay consistent with the type of player that you are versus getting there too quickly, and then all of a sudden, you know, getting both your confidence and your development path off track.
Yeah, Manny Schmidt, certified NHL agent for Link Management International. That is a fantastic conversation. Before we let you go, let's talk about some of the young guns who are going to be playing on the world stages. The World Cup of Hockey gets underway. First off, Manny, I just wanted to get your impressions about this tournament and this event.
Well, there's been lots and lots of discussion around the event and the dynamics and the structure of the event leading up to it, and I think everybody sort of hoped that it was going to be a great event, but there was also a certain level of skepticism, maybe not skepticism, but uncertainty as to what it was going to bring. But I think that we've seen now early on that the competitive nature of these players, or the natural competitive nature of these players, does not take long to escalate. If you looked at those two Canada-U.S. games, the physicality and the intensity and the animosity that existed within those games, you know, was almost reflective of a gold medal game already, and it was only the exhibition of the World Cup game. So I think that is one thing that even caught me off guard a little bit, is that level of intensity. And then the other thing was, you know, with the young guns, the North American team, you know, a team without without a flag, so to speak, and how are they going to compete? And you know, was this going to be a gimmick, or was this were they going to rise up? And again, I think you see this team that has something to prove, and the intensity of which they played, the skill at which they played, I just find extremely intriguing. So it's going to be a neat tournament to watch. And I think that even as the tournament goes on, it's really going to catch the attention of the fans.
Yeah, I agree. And this Team North America is just another great, I think, opportunity, or I guess maybe a benchmark for young players to aspire to. That's somewhere they're going to want to play moving forward, especially looking at this young team, you know, prior to the event here.
Yeah, and I think what I'm really intrigued about, and especially from, you know, when we talk about our developmental model and you look at the thing bringing along, is going to be the science and experience of the older teams versus the energy and skill set of the younger teams, right? Especially when it comes to really unique positional play. You got the big defensemen, the established defensemen who in many cases know that doing less is more. And so, how are the young guys going to compete against those very experienced defensemen? And how are the young defensemen going to respond without that level of experience? So there's a really interesting dynamic that's going to be in play there that I'm interested to watch is experience of positional awareness and positional play versus the enthusiasm and energy and high skill of the younger team, and how is that going to play itself out.
Great stuff, Manny. Well, it's going to be fun to watch. There's no question about it. And yeah, great discussion today. So appreciate your time, Manny. We'll look forward to following your guys through this season and talking to you, I guess, as things get underway here.
Again, always a pleasure to be on with you, Jeff. And fun conversation, and wishing you all the best. And thanks for the opportunity to be on with you.
All right, there you go. Manny Schmidt, certified NHL player agent for Link Management International. Just a fantastic discussion there, you know, looking at player management. And trust me, you know, if you're the parent or coach of an athlete in virtually any sport, there's a lot to be, you know, considered when we think back on this conversation. And then that's exactly what we're going to do after the break. So stick around. We'll wrap this up. I want to talk a bit about injuries, and we're going to get to some of the great texts that have come in over the last little while. So stick around. More performance coming up right after this on Crush Performance.
Crush Performance, your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. If you're a serious athlete, a weekend warrior, parent, or coach, join us each week as we investigate the latest trends and research coming out of the sport performance world. We'll visit with top athletes, coaches, and sports scientists to keep you on the cutting edge and to find out what it truly takes to achieve human maximum performance. You can visit us online at crushperformance.com, and Crush Performance Radio with me, Jeff Kershaw, can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and at Radio Influence.
You're listening to Crush Performance, your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. Get the Crush blogs, podcasts, and performance links at crushperformance.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Crush Performance, your weekly source for performance information. Questions, comments, smart remarks, get to us. On the web, the internet, www.crushperformance.com. If you're on Twitter, at Jeff Crush, and join us as we wage war on sugar. A lot of our Twitter action is looking at the impact of sugar on our human performance and our health. And if you're on Facebook, we've started a group called The Talent Grid. Just ask to join. We'll get you in there. We're just trying to hook everybody up with the best information when it comes to performance and talent development, and it's been a ton of fun. Well, great discussion today. We were joined earlier in the show by Manny Schmidt of Link Management, certified NHL agent, just talking about athlete management as the NHL season gets underway. Minor hockey camps are wide open. WHL junior hockey is in full force. They're off to the races. The NFL is underway. MLB is going into the playoffs. There's so much going on. But a couple of great things to come out of the conversation with Manny, I think, that are really important, and it crosses over to every single sport. It doesn't matter what level of sport you're at, even if you're a recreational athlete, tons to think about. But one of the things I think was really powerful, and I want to thank everybody for the texts, was the idea of playing up. It's not always a great idea to play up. We know that organizations have to sometimes put an athlete in a position that might not be ideal, But I think more often than not, we're seeing major, major mistakes. And I'm just going to get into this text. Hey, Jeff, in the 80s and 90s, the WHL was an absolute meat market. They burned through so many young 15 and 16-year-olds without a care in the world. The Oilers did the same with Gagne, Cogliano, Piarvi, etc. And now Nugent, Eberle, Yakupov haven't been what they should have been. Will they do the same with McDavid, Puljujärvi, Draisaitl, etc., etc.? They all missed a step. It's the minors. Listen, Gretzky, Messier played in the WHA. Anderson in the Olympic team. Curry in Finland. All of them in the last 10 years are rushed at laughable pace and then fail. And we still do it. How many first overall picks do we need before getting out of the basement? Great topic, Jared. Well, that's a great text coming in from Jared. I don't think we need to focus, you know, primarily on the Edmonton Oilers, though, you know, that's a team in your local backyard. But it happens all the time, too many times. And especially, I think, maybe more so than we realize at the younger levels. We're all so gung-ho to peak by Friday, so to speak, and move up to the next level, that it's not always the best idea. And I think, you know, in our conversation, we sort of mentioned that it's okay to be really, really good at where you're at, really refine your skills. Is there an ideal time to move up? I think there is. I think it's when you're ready, collectively. All right. I'm not saying that you can't adapt, but again, Manny Schmidt mentioned the Detroit Red Wings and how they've operated with their young athletes. They just absolutely refuse to put somebody up before they're ready or before their time. And they also have a great mentorship program, which is all powerful. So it's a great discussion and something to think about at every single level. It doesn't matter what sport you're playing. But in the minor leagues, we see, you know, midget players wanting to play junior, bantam players wanting to play midget, atom players wanting to play bantam, mosquito. It doesn't matter. It's not always a good idea to play up. So be really careful and really try to analyze where you're at. Another thing that Manny mentioned I think is really important is those intangibles. Some of those things that we're now working on that are so important that teams are looking for. If you're looking for a college scholarship or if you're trying to get into a pro draft or your first pro contract, there's a lot of things you can do outside of the skill set of the game to really increase your chances. And this is stuff you can practice at the developmental levels of the game. We've seen it 1,000 times. Look, we talk to GMs, and I'm lucky enough in my role in high performance sports to really be involved at the high end of the game. So I get to talk to GMs and scouting directors in virtually every single sport. And it's interesting, you know, when they're evaluating young talent, the conversation almost every single time goes straight to the intangibles, things like character and things like grit. Manny mentioned mindset and mental toughness. But this whole idea of practicing those things, I think it's overlooked most often. You know, some of the academy programs that we're seeing across the country and over across North America right now, even over in Europe, whether we're talking, you know, soccer, baseball, hockey, football, it doesn't matter. But they're really spending a lot of time now talking about body language, which is all important. And, you know, in my world of high performance sports, especially with Major League Baseball, one of the things we talk about with our young athletes is just to be aware of, you know, how you act. You can have the best intentions in the world, but if you're not sending the right signals to the decision makers, it is devastating. It can be devastating because you know what? These guys don't get to know you as a person. So body language is really important, not just on the ice or on the pitch or on the court or on the field, but when you walk through the door of the clubhouse or dressing room. Anyway, fantastic conversation. You have to thank Manny Schmidt, certified NHL agent, for that. Hey, if you want to get back to this, you can get to the podcast at crushperformance.com. And I want to thank you guys for listening. So more Crush Performance coming up next week. Got to thank everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you then.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Rich Schreier, inviting you to join us for the Southern California Baseball Report with me, RBI Rich, and the skipper, former big league manager, Kevin Kennedy. Each week, we take a look at the Angels and the Dodgers. It's the only podcast that takes care of all the baseball fans in Southern California. Please find us on TuneIn, Stitcher, and, of course, iTunes. And you can also find us on Facebook for all the latest information on our podcast. It's facebook.com/podcastdugout. Again, it's the Southern California Baseball Report with me, RBI Rich, and the skipper, Kevin Kennedy, on RadioInfluence.com.